This is an iHeart podcast.
You want smart political talk without the meltdowns? We got you.
And I'm Carol Markowitz.
And I'm Mary Catherine Hamm. We've been around the block in media, and we're doing things differently.
Normally is about real conversations. Thoughtful, try to be funny, grounded, and no panic.
We'll keep you informed and entertained without ruining your day.
Join us every Tuesday and Thursday.
Normally, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is the Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show. Let's have some fun. On a Friday, a magnificent, a spectacular Friday, and Ask Dr. Jesse Friday, and communists are being arrested. I tell you, I could just celebrate. Maybe we'll just let off party poppers for the whole 3 hours of the show. I'm so excited. Communists are in handcuffs. We will get to that here in a moment with these judges and things like that. Stacks and stacks of amazing emails, illegal immigration, power, history, AOC, should we be worried about her? Is society going to collapse? Somebody put together a list of longtime questions about me that should be a hilarious, hilarious run. All that and so much more coming up tonight on the world famous Jesse Kelly Show, but I cannot help myself. I have to stand up and cheer. That's a lie. I'm going to sit here, but I'm cheering in on the inside. Headline, ex-New Mexico judge and wife arrested for allegedly harboring illegal Tren de Aragua member. Headline, Judge Hannah Dugan arrested by the FBI for allegedly helping undocumented immigrant evade arrest. Look, I can and I will here in a few minutes kind of recap a little bit about what we talked about yesterday about How in the world could this happen? Why could this happen, right? That's the bad part of it. We'll get to the bad part in a minute. Forget about that for a second. This is really good. I know what you're yelling right now, and I have the same feelings inside of me. It's not enough. This is just the start. This is a tiny beginning. You're correct. You are correct. But I believe it is important to praise when good changes are happening. You know, when there's somebody who's super fat, way out of shape, and they wake up one morning, skip the donuts, and go for a little walk. Half a mile, not even a mile. Half a mile walk around the block. It's tempting for the person who stays in shape to be all, okay, what do you want me to praise you for half mile? Congratulations, you skipped the donuts one meal. Very tempting for super in shape girl, super in shape guy to say that. No. Praise when improvement begins. If you're a drunk, maybe an addict of some kind, booze, pills, something like that, it's all the time, every day, fifth of whiskey, and you go a night without it, but you're planning on getting back into the bottle tonight, praise anyway. A night may not be a big deal for you who doesn't struggle. It is for them. In the United States of America, we have had a system of government for quite some time that is unsustainable and will destroy our country. And that system of government is one that protects people in the government, protects criminals inside of the government. You have had to historically do something completely ridiculous and outlandish, like Bob Menendez getting caught with a case full of Egyptian gold bars. You essentially have to do that to get in trouble when you are part of the system. Judges don't get arrested by the FBI in this country. You do. If you happen to saunter through the Capitol on January 6th, they'll hunt you down like a dog. Maybe murder you in the process. But judges? No. They're part of the protected class. That's how it's always been. You wake up this morning, two sets of judges in handcuffs is something to celebrate. It's something to cheer for. This is me, King Cynic Jesse. I know where we're at and where we're going. We talk, you and I, we talk about it all the time. This is something good. I know it's just the start. I get it. I know it's not even the tip of the iceberg. This doesn't even count as just the tip. It's the tip of the tip. But it's something. It's more than we had yesterday, isn't it? Be happy about it. And part of the reason I've cried out for government criminals to be arrested is the example it sets. You know, that's why it's important. That's part of why it's so important to punish criminals in your society in some way. You can decide how draconian you want to get there, you know, from pulling their fingernails out to putting them on probation. But it's important to punish criminals, especially government criminals, because it sends a message to the other criminals in the government that they should be wary. They should be careful. Maybe even stop your crimes. How in the world? Now, let's deal with kind of the negative part of it. Although it's not negative, it's all good. Let's just deal with the insanity of these allegations. The first one is the one out of New Mexico. The judge and his wife had a gang member living with them? Those are the allegations. That a member of Venezuela's notorious prison gang was living with the judge? And I don't mean hiding out in his basement after he goes to work, he comes upstairs for a bowl of cereal. The judge knew. Has pictures with his arms around him. How bold and brazen. And the other one, this Judge Hannah Dugan, arrested by the FBI. Allegedly, the allegations are that they showed up. ICE showed up to grab this illegal. And she essentially whisked him out of the courthouse. Hey, man, get out of here. The feds are here. How bold, how brazen. But what does that tell you? It tells you about the evils of the communist and how he puts communism first. We'll get to that in a second. But what does it also tell you? These people, the communists in positions of power in our country, the communists holding critical positions of power, have operated and have learned to operate completely without fear, without any fear at all. You do anything you want, you break any law, you do whatever, and you know that you will never be held to account. The handcuffs will never come for you. You just get to operate like a demon at all times, and you will never be held to account. If for no other reason, even if they get off, even if they are found not guilty or some ridiculous deal is struck, which we're all holding out for at this point in time, even if all these horrible things come to pass, at least communists around the country, they're put on notice today. Be very careful with your crimes. Don't think that it's like it always has been. We'll arrest you for crimes. And I'll tell you, I have mocked these Trump people, some of these Trump people, for the rhetoric they use. But now, when you parade a couple of people around in handcuffs, it makes things like this, well, gives it some more teeth.
We take this very seriously. It is illegal to leak classified information. And so what you're seeing here is me carrying out in the promise and the mandate the American people gave Trump. We conducted our own internal investigation. We have referred them now to the Department of Justice, right, and the FBI for an official criminal investigation, because these are crimes and people need to be held accountable to put a stop to this.
Remember when Tom Holman said this?
Do you think they should be prosecuted to both said law and possibly put in prison?
Absolutely. And hold tight on that one. Because it's coming. It's coming. I've been clearing that since day one.
He was asked about these people shielding, harboring illegals. Do you think they should be prosecuted? He said, stand by. It's coming. It's important. It's important for you and I, both of us. It's important that we do two things. One, we don't wave pom-poms. Don't be a cheerleader for any politician ever. You can like them a lot. Maybe it's Trump. You can like Trump a lot. Wear your Trump hat. I'm not telling you not to. Do it. Be willing to call out bad when you see it. Be willing to challenge these people because they need that. And vice versa, when they do the things they promised us they would do, when they begin real anti-communism, when they start draining the swamp, when they put communist criminals in handcuffs, it's important they see that we can be pleased. We want every single person in office, top to bottom, Trump, Senate, House, state, local. We want them all to constantly seek our approval because they work for us. And like any boss, sometimes you got to give them the sugar cubes and sometimes you got to pull out the whip. What you don't want to ever do is pull out the pom-poms. Yay, yay, he's perfect. Yay. No, gross. No, don't do that. Sugar cubes are warranted here. Thank you. All of you. Everyone in the administration. Cash Patel, the FBI, Trump, Bondi, who I've been hard on. All of you. Good job. It's a start. Well done. All right. Let's do some questions. I'm in a good mood today. All right. Well, we'll address the judge thing in a maybe a more sober way here really quickly, and then we'll do some emails. All right, let's do this one real quick first, though. Jesse, I don't know if you've heard yet, but President Trump has tapped Hillsdale College President Larry Arn to lead the development of a years-long celebration for the 250th anniversary of our founding. I couldn't think of a better team of patriots to do this. I know, I saw. I'm so excited. By the way, I've now completed both fantastic Constitution series online at Hillsdale's free courses. There's so many great courses, but next I'm going to start American Citizenship and Its Decline. What do you think? That's one of my favorite ones. That was the third one I took, America's Citizenship and Its Decline. Completely fascinating. These are free. Hillsdale teaches us this stuff free. It's not like I have some special access. I'm telling you, you have access. At hillsdale.edu/Jesse, you get free classes. Interesting ones, good ones. Do them on your phone, man. hillsdale.edu/Jesse. We'll be back.
Missed out?
Catch up.
JesseKellyShow.com.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a fantastic Friday, an Ask Dr. Jesse Friday programming note. I know I've been promising you the extra chapter of the Anti-Communist Manifesto that I will get to you for free. I'm not going to make anybody pay for it. I didn't get it in the book. I'm working on it. I know that sounds horrible. I'm much further along working on it than before. I about told you that I would have it done, I would say, in a week, and that might be true, but I don't want to make that promise to you. Okay, it's coming. You'll like it. It's coming, and it's going to be for everybody, and I'll figure out how to get it out there, a website, maybe an email address. Probably get your email address or something like that and just email it to people is probably the easiest way, I would guess. But it is coming. It's coming. Now, on the negative news about the judges, if we have to look at the bad side of it, because I'm happy. Communist judges are being arrested. That's a good thing. Good, good, good. Send you a good message to communists around the country. This is all good. On the negative end of it, man, where are we as a country that we have judges in robes aiding illegals? And what it tells you is, and I've explained it this way before, think of America as a big tree, right? But the one big tree, you got me? Now, the roots are what's important, but there's a lot of parts to a tree. If we now have communists in robes, in judges' robes, the communists have started at the roots, and they have worked their way through much of the tree. That's where you're at as a country. That's a bad place to be. That's quite a place to be. We have members of Congress. This is Frederica Wilson giving press conferences like this.
I've been giving out the phone numbers to the House of Representatives and to the Senate. It's one number. That number you call and You threaten it. And you say, this is wrong. This is not America. This is not what we stand for. We need a change. You have to do that. It's going to.
She's talking about threatening them over an ICE detention center. All right, well, that's a member of Congress. You expect Democrats to be sick communist freaks, but now they're in judges' robes? It brings me back to what I talked about a lot last night, so I'm not going to get into it here. I want to get into the Ask Dr. Jesse questions. The communist doesn't ever set aside his communism. It's always number one for him. Always, always, always. It does not matter what role he is put into. It's normal for normal people like you to think that if you just put him in a role that's super important, then that role surely will supersede his communism. Look, if we make him fire chief, right? Surely if we make him fire chief, he's going to realize he's got to save lives. Lives are at stake. Fire chief is going to be super important. And yeah, I mean, he'll be a Democrat when he's off work, but fire chief's going to be his everything. No. He will infect your entire fire department with communism and rot it and destroy it. Well, what if we make him a general? We'll put him a lot of ribbons and medals and we'll make him chief of staff. He's never going to set anything aside to be a general. That's not how it works. Well, and this is, you know, you've heard me say before that young women turn communist when they go to college and young men turn communist when they marry one. Why does that happen? Well, you didn't think you were going to put a ring on her finger and she was going to be a wife first, did you? She's a communist first. And that will be where her top loyalty lies. And you will find yourself as a man, unless you are super strong, you will find yourself chasing her approval by slowly and surely giving up what you believe, trying to get yourself aligned with her true religion of communism. They don't set aside communism ever. Whether they're film producers or radio hosts or generals or wives or whatever they are, they're always communists first. You look at a judge and you say to yourself, wait a minute, you brought a member of a prison gang into your home with your wife? The dude's married. He brought a prison gang member in his home with his wife. And you say to yourself, you're a judge. He's not a judge first. A judge is one of his roles, all right? It's maybe number two, maybe number three in his life. He's a communist first. This particular judge, I'm sure, committed to the open borders, the mass importation of foreigners. That is his top priority. And it doesn't matter how many judges' robes you give him, how much prestige, how many really important jobs you give him to do. He's a communist first. The communist, I'll say this, is devout to his religion. And honestly, maybe it sounds terrible, but it's true. I wish we all, myself included, were as devout about our beliefs as the communist is about his. He doesn't ever set aside his communism. Ever. His religion never gets put on the back burner. It's always on the front. All right. Time. Emails. Next.
The Jesse Kelly Show. On air and online at jessekellyshow.com.
Hey there. I'm Mary Catherine Hamm.
And I'm Carol Markowitz. We've been in political media for a long time.
Long enough to know that it's gotten, well, a little insane.
That's why we started Normally, a podcast for people who are over the hysteria and just want clarity.
We talk about the issues that actually matter to the country without panic, without yelling, and with a healthy dose of humor.
We don't take ourselves too seriously, but we do take the truth seriously.
So if you're into common sense, sanity, and some occasional sass,
you're our kind of people.
Catch new episodes of Normally every Tuesday and Thursday
on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a Friday. Of course, it's an Ask Dr. Jesse Friday, and we are live. You can get your questions emailed in to jesse@jessekellyshow.com. We're about to start churning and burning on those. But first, hey, Chris, I appreciate you coming, bringing the show back with some CCR, some Creedence Clearwater Revival. Why don't we play more CCR on the show, Chris? Maybe the greatest, maybe the, no, don't start downplaying CCR to me with the, well, they're good. Maybe the greatest band ever. No, you go look up right now. I know what you're thinking. We're the same thing everyone else is thinking. I had their CD, shut up, I'm old. I had their CD when I was a kid. Their greatest hit CD. They have two of them, but go look up CCR's greatest hit CD. They have more hits than you can imagine. You could just let it play. How many are 8-minute songs? One. CCR didn't do that. They did that stupid version of I Heard It Through the Grapevine where they decided they wanted to do too many drugs and play guitar for 10 minutes. Beyond that, CCR kept it snappy. 2.5, 3 minutes, maybe 4 max. Just jams all day long. Yes, look into it, Chris. Look up that city. You forget how many hits they had, man. Nothing but jams. Nothing but jams. Jesse. I hear repeatedly that Democrats are out of power. Sure, they don't hold the Senate, House, or presidency, but what has the president? What has the Senate done? What has the House done? Aside from the border, which is tooth and nail fight to this day, what has the president done? It sure doesn't feel like there is any real power fighting for America. So what do you do with a population who doesn't long for freedom? So okay, so, well, let's talk about this. We keep saying they're out of power. We're hearing they're out of power. I'm sure I've said it. I'm sure they're out of power because they don't have the House, Senate, or presidency. But you look around and you don't see rapid changes on your behalf. Okay, first, let's give some more credit where it's due. Maybe I'm just in a great mood today. Trump did secure the border almost immediately. The massive influx of foreigners has stopped. That not only would not have happened if this country had elected Dome, I think we all understand she would have found a way to increase the importation of foreigners to ensure they would never, ever lose another election again. The border got secured immediately. If we don't get another thing done in the next 4 years, look, it won't be enough, but that's a good thing, isn't it? That's one. Two, when we think about power, we tend to, all of us, myself included, we tend to look up instead of to the right and left. It's human nature. Power is up, right? And what I mean by that is when we think about power, power here in America, well, that's clearly in Washington, D.C., right? With all the marble, the fancy buildings, all the security, the armored vehicles. Surely it's in the White House. It's in the Senate. It's in the House. That's where power is. Well, look, there's power there. There's incredible power there. I'm not denying that at all. But that's looking up. Let me ask you, who controls your school board? The County Board of Supervisors. Who's on your County Board of Supervisors? What are their beliefs? Your city council. You know what? Forget that. Maybe that's even too local for many people. Your state senator, your state rep in the state house. How they doing? Have you met them? They're always about town. They're in your area. They have meetings all the time. Did you go to the last one? I'm not indicting you because this is part of all of our wake up process here. But it's actually worse than that too. Who are the teachers in your child's school? That's power. Who's your pastor? What does your pastor believe? That's power. It's a critical position of influence in society. Or, sorry, Chris, your rabbi. What does he believe? But these are critical positions of power, influence in society. Power is not only found in Washington, D.C., in the House, Senate, and the presidency. Power, especially in our country, is spread throughout the country, not only in government roles either, in non-government roles. critical positions of power have been taken over by communists through years and years and years of their activism and infiltration. Yes, we have the House, we have the Senate, we have the presidency, we have these things. But, I mean, honestly, it's a great example. I'm glad you brought it up. Trump keeps getting roadblocks put in front of him. You have to fund DEI. You can't fund these government employees, or you can't fire these government employees. You're not allowed to deport Trende Aragua. Judge, 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 judge. We look at the House, Senate, and presidency, but that isn't where all the power lies in our country. Communists have spent years filling up the courts with judges who will bring in prison gang members into their homes. They've spent years ensuring power is spread throughout. And they do that for a variety of reasons. But one of the main reasons they do it is what you see right now. When they have to retreat to secondary lines, when the first line is overrun, when you lose the presidency, so now you're not in control of that anymore. You're not completely lost. You simply retreat to the next trench back. Okay, we don't have the House. Okay, we can't impeach the Trump. We can't impeach Trump. That sucks. All right, we don't have the Senate. All right, so we're not going to be in total control of the judiciary and the judges to get through. Okay, that sucks. All right, we don't have the president. So we're going to lose a lot of power there. Okay, all that sucks. But all is not lost because we control this, this, and this. We have this judge. We have the school board. We have that. We have this. We have that. I mean, listen. Listen to this. An unbelievable story. This is out of Washington State. Listen to this.
Washington State's Covenant Homeownership Program provides down payment and closing cost assistance for lower-income, first-time homebuyers. Lawmakers created the program to address the disproportionate impacts of racial redlining in Washington State. House Bill 1696 modifies the program by adjusting the area median income threshold for program eligibility, introducing loan forgiveness, and modifying the Oversight Committee membership. This modification will create more opportunities to close the racial homeownership gap, which is a very important goal for all of us here in Washington State.
In the state of Washington, they just put in, or they're putting in, a system where non-white first-time home buyers get $120,000 forgivable loan. That is so nakedly evil, racist, corrupt, and horrible, it's beyond belief. But how did they get the kind of power to do that? Years and years and years of activism has put them in positions of power in their state where they can do the most evil crap you can possibly imagine. Yes, we have some power that we didn't have under Biden. There's no question about that. The election we won in November was important. I'm not dismissing it at all. But like I've said 100 times, we have 1,000 battles to fight. The presidency's won, an important one. It's just won. We have more work to do. Doesn't mean we're screwed at all. It just means we got more work to do. Okay, so we tidy things up. We got a haircut and shave. We're looking all right, but okay, we still got 20, 30 extra pounds. We gotta hit the gym now. It's fine. You've started. We got more work to do. That's it. All right. AOC is somebody we do have to discuss because there are rumors flying around about AOC. We'll get to that in a moment. Hey, Chris, Corey, either of you get a chance to try that brisket I brought you guys yesterday? Ha ha ha. Oh, did you enjoy the brisket, Chris? Don't worry. It's just Mr. Pitmaster Jesse over here. I don't know what I'm doing, but I don't have to. Because I have an IQ sense. I have a wireless cooking thermometer, you see. Doesn't matter what I make. Maybe it's steaks. Maybe it's a brisket. Maybe it's chicken. Chris can eat his gross fish. Whatever it is, I have an IQ sense in it. The wireless cooking thermometer that hooks up to the app in my phone. So when I make things, like my brisket, I don't ever look. I don't have to temperature check. And it's done perfectly every time because everyone knows you cook to temperature. That's how you get it right every single time. I don't even have to check my phone because when I put one in, I set the desired temperature. My phone will beep and tell me when it's done. I put it on, and I walk away. Phone lets me know. Do you want perfect meat every time? What would you save if you could get it right every time? 15% off at checkout at chefiq.com, code Jesse. Chefiq.com, code Jesse. We'll be back.
Feeling a little stocky? Follow, like, and subscribe on social at Jesse Kelly DC.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a Friday, a fantastic Friday. I'm just in a good mood. It is what it is. I'm in a good mood, but there's something out there. There's a potential storm coming. Dark clouds are forming on the horizon, if we have to use some kind of ham-fisted literary reference. Her name is Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, AOC. So let's do some talking here, because the question was, Jesse, with Pelosi on the decline, do you believe a future candidate like AOC could drive this country into a civil war? All right, so let's do the background on AOC again first for anyone who may be unfamiliar. Much of this information has been scrubbed from the internet, but there's still enough out there that you're welcome to go verify what I'm about to say, because it's all true. AOC was not a politician. She was not. AOC was an actress and a dancer. Everyone says she was a bartender, but she was doing that thing that so many people do in Hollywood and New York and other places. You tend bar trying to pay the bills and while you're trying to make it, right? There's actually a music video out there that I've seen of AOC, a young AOC, I would guess in her 20s, dancing on a rooftop or something. Very clearly an actress in it. Chris, that's enough. It wasn't. All right, it wasn't the worst video I've ever... Anyway, it's AOC. It's very appropriate, right? But she's clearly trying to be a dancer, a star, an actor, whatever. Okay, that's who AOC was. Now, there's a group out there called the Justice Democrats. What a name, right? The Justice Democrats. What are they? This is a Maoist communist group, and they are completely militant. And one of the things they prioritize is bouncing moderate Democrats out of power. Bouncing moderate Democrats out of power. They identified, I think his name was Armstrong. I actually forget that. Why am I spacing that? Chris, find out who AOC primaried out of New York. But there was a pretty established Democrat in New York, Bronx, who I think he was there for 10 years. Like he was a guy. He was an established guy. And the Justice Democrats decided, he's got some votes we don't like. We gotta bounce him out. Well, how do you do that? They had auditions. AOC's audition used to be available online. They scrubbed it off the internet since then. But the actress did what actors and actresses do. She found an audition and she signed up and went and sat down. And they saw her and said, okay, well, she looks good. Let's try her. Let's give it a shot. They try her. They financially back her. And she beats him. Now, there's a lot of thinking out there, that AOC is dumb. Have you heard that before? Trust me, we're about to get to that. AOC is dumb. Have you said it? I'm sure I've made fun of her. She's so dumb. Listen to that dumb thing she said. What an idiot. She's so dumb. That's not necessarily true. I just gave you the background. When she got to Congress, AOC didn't know anything. Crowley was his name. Thank you, Chris. Crowley was the guy's name. Yeah, he was there for, 20 years. He was 20 years. She bounced an established Democrat, 20 years. Anyway, she's not dumb. She didn't know anything about politics. She wasn't even that interested in politics. So she gets there. Right when she gets there, she starts giving all these TV interviews because the television camera loves the young, hot, new Democrat. So they bring her in, And she sounds like a complete and utter moron right when she gets there. Doesn't know anything about what she's talking about. And now the right just thinks, look at this idiot. What an idiot. Not an idiot. She was simply somebody who didn't know what she was talking about at first. But slowly and surely, AOC has proven, I don't know about intelligent, I can't say that, I don't know her, but she's proven to be wily. It's a great word for her, wily. Here's what I mean by that. AOC right away joined with the squad. You know, the Ilhan Omars and Rashida Tlaibs, the young, hardcore communist Democrats that kind of formed up a group right away in the Democrat Party. And they're going to pull the party to the left. And almost immediately, they started chirping at Queen Bee, Nancy Pelosi. Now, Nancy Pelosi's been the most powerful person in Washington, D.C. for a very long time for a reason. Nancy Pelosi had a little sit down with AOC. We know this. It's all documented. AOC straightened up. Oh, yeah, no. She still knows enough and says enough to toss little communist morsels to her communist base. But did you notice that the Jamal Bowmans of the world are not in Congress anymore? Cori Bush isn't in Congress anymore. Ilhan Omar, as a matter of fact, had a very legitimate primary challenge. I don't know how much longer she's going to last. But AOC isn't getting these challenges. AOC looks to be in maybe the safest seat in the United States of America. Why? Because she's clever and she's wily and she figured out how to play the game. She figured out how to speak to her insane communist base while at the same time playing patty cake, playing nice with establishment Democrats, making sure they knew she wasn't threatening them. I could play you the speech now, Chris, don't dig it up, I don't need it, of her on stage with Joe Biden. Now, he's the ultimate old establishment guy that she was supposed to be against. She's on stage giving a speech about Joe Biden. This is why we got to back Joe Biden. You didn't see Rashida Tlaib on that stage, did you? She would never. AOC, though, wily enough, clever enough to play the game. Which brings me to 2028. Do I think the country will elect AOC in 2028? I think there's virtually no shot at that. I never want to say no shot, but her chances are very, very slim. I believe AOC is going to run for president in 2028, and I think she's going to make a lot of noise. And from there, we might be in trouble. I'll explain my thinking in a little more detail in just a moment. Before I get to that, let's make sure we save a life on this wonderful Friday with preborn. 200 lives a day. What an incredible organization. Preborn saves 200 lives a day. Every single one of those lives. It's a little boy. It's a little girl. It's somebody special. It's somebody who gets to walk the planet now. Their mother was about to kill them, and preborn gave that mother a free ultrasound. She heard the heartbeat, and she chose life because of you and preborn. $28 is what that ultrasound costs. Give whatever you can. It's all tax deductible, but your money saves lives. Not just talking about it, doing it. A real ultrasound for a real mother who will choose life. Go to preborn.com/Jesse. Give what you can. Preborn.com/Jesse. Sponsored by Preborn. We'll continue this AOC talk. Hang on.
You want smart political talk without the meltdowns? We got you.
And I'm Carol Markowitz.
And I'm Mary Catherine Hamm. We've been around the block in media, and we're doing things differently.
Normally is about real conversations. Thoughtful, try to be funny, grounded, and no panic.
We'll keep you informed and entertained without ruining your day.
Join us every Tuesday and Thursday.
Normally, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is an iHeart Podcast.